What the heck is going on with all these promotional popcorn buckets? The giant shorts that all of Gen Z is wearing now? And whatever the heck Hyrox is? I'm comedian and certified hater, Matt Belisai, and these are the types of questions I'm demanding answers to on my podcast, What the Heck with Matt Belisai. Listen or watch every Thursday as I rant about all the internet trends, pop culture stories, and personal mayhem that makes me scream, What the Heck? Follow What the Heck with Matt Belisai wherever you get your podcasts.
It's not easy to bowl, even if you can see. Blind bowlers from across the Midwest in a tournament at Tropicana Lanes on Clayton Road. How do they do it? Wilbur Turner of Ohio was born blind and has been bowling since he was a teenager.
I know that the lane is 36 inches wide, and so I know that I have to keep that ball within that 36-inch radius.
Bowler Teresa Langtree of Lansing, Michigan, used to be able to see.
I stand there and concentrate, and I know it's like a diamond shape. The pins are diamond in a diamond shape set, and so it's hit and miss.
For the tournament, Tropicana Lane set up hand railings on the edge of the lane where you walk up to throw the ball, so they have some idea of what they're aiming at.
There's a rail right there, and it'll take us like 2 steps from the foul line, and you stand, well, I stand there, I don't walk. I stand there and I get my position and then I bowl the ball. We have no bumpers.
Pam Walker of Florissant stood there and threw her first ball. And it went right down the middle, knocking down every pin but one.
You got all of them but one.
What pin, Wayne?
A helper who can see tells her that the only pin still standing is the number 9 pin, so she throws the ball. And it's going right toward the pin.
Come on, ball! Yes!
Hey! I gotta ask you.
Yes.
That was a dead-on shot with just one pin.
Mm-hmm.
How did you know where to throw the ball?
I memorized how the pins are placed.
You were like Annie Oakley.
No, I just, I've been bowling since the 80s, and I memorize them in my head.
Watching the blind bowlers compete in a tournament here made me think of all the things in my life that I've been too timid to attempt, wanting to play it safe. The bowlers had some advice for me and the rest of us.
Just get confidence about yourself. Say, I can do it. You know, we can, you can.
Well, just if you want to do something, just go out and do it.
Get over it and go for it.
With a whole nother story, I'm Kevin Killeen.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.